You're listening to SBS News. A group of young South Sudanese Australians says it wants to end the silence over suicide and is using social media to offer a culturally appropriate resource to get people talking about an often taboo subject. Suicide is the leading cause of death for Australians aged 15 to 44, and members of the South Sudanese community have been affected in recent years. Nanchok Chol is a co-founder of South Sudanese Minds. It works to deliver culturally appropriate mental health resources to the South Sudanese in Victoria.
Back home in South Sudan, everyone lives as a collective. So usually an issue is done through as a collective, where you bring it up to the community and the community helps you to, you know, understand that issue. But now I feel like, you know, moving here to Australia, you know, communities are so isolated and separated in the ways that they're living or even the areas that they're living. So I feel like it's much harder to, like, try to sort out an issue if you don't have that collective community around you.
Nanchok Chol has used her skills as a photographer to showcase members of her community in a project she called She Will.
Giving them a space to speak on themselves, you know, shine a light on identity, storytelling, and also their ways of navigating here as refugees back then in Australia. And I feel like photography is a great way of, you know, sharing people's stories. You know, I feel like, well, I can speak for myself, like South Sudanese people, when I was growing up, I didn't necessarily see people who looked like me in visual spaces. So I feel like as the years have progressed, it's important to start documenting those stories because it does have an influence on future generations later on.
Agwandor is another member of South Sudanese Minds. He also believes sharing success stories is important.
Our people need people on the ground that look like them, you know, that understand the trouble. You know, culture is a big thing. Culture and identity when it comes to mental health. Losing your culture and your identity on who you are in a new country, navigating the challenges. If they can see another fellow South Sudanese is doing good, you know, they've overcame mental health problems, they've got themselves a good job, they're navigating the challenges in a foreign land. You know, this is the type of work and action plans that we want to enforce with South Sudanese Minds. Train the people that are within our community to better represent these youths and individuals to carry out the work.
Agwandor says seeing members of the community among the suicide statistics showed that there was a critical need for the South Sudanese community to help itself.
Getting out there, delivering the word, the message, because now it's hit our own back door, you know, losing friends, family to this thing called mental health. And unfortunately, suicide among young people, it's becoming such a norm. And no one's really talking about what's the problem, why are they engaging in this behaviour, you know, why do they feel like they're lost to the point that they're ending their lives.
Other ways of reaching young people have included Instagram Live to interview members of the community and have them share their stories. There's also been mental health training and a program called Conversations Between Generations, where younger and older people share their thoughts on mental health during live streams on Facebook. Nanchok Chol says conventional mental health services don't always resonate with members of her community.
We need more culturally appropriate services that are out there by the community and for the community. I feel like especially in the cold communities, we don't have much services that are, you know, we are given agency around, and I feel like, you know, through funding that needs to happen, and hopefully over the years to come, you know, cold communities are given agency and authority over the services that they can provide to their communities.
South Sudanese Minds has had support from the Australian Centre for Social Innovation, known as TACSI. It's a social enterprise working on projects across Australia, with mental health being one of its priorities. Clara Clarence from TACSI says groups like South Sudanese Minds should be the recipients of government funding, which ensures their long-term sustainability.
I think what we need to start doing more systemically is what is the support and funding flows and resources that actually support those initiatives, those innovations, to become sustainable, to become part of the mainstream and not an idea in a project in a moment in time that no one then has the energy or resource to sort of drive forward.
South Sudanese mines receive some government funding to get started, but those funding streams haven't been renewed. If this story has raised concerns, support is available from a range of services, including Lifeline on 13 11 14, the Suicide Callback Service on 1300 659 467, and Beyond Blue on 1300 22 4636. Greg Dyett, SBS News.